Lord God, Heavenly Father, on this morning we asked you, in a time in which we're hoping and praying for you to refresh this earth, we ask you, Lord, to refresh us by your word. In your son's name we pray, amen. So this morning we are going to be in Ephesians chapter 6, the first few verses. Just want to go over this a little while. This can be one of the cooler things if you really look at your military history, and if you like to watch old movies. To this morning, we're talking about the armor of God, and I get to use cool illustrations. This morning, we're going to be talking about the context of what Paul's talking about. And Paul is talking about the Roman soldier, and at first I thought, well, we might actually have some kids in here, so I need to keep it at first a little PG, and it's very difficult to find PG Roman soldiers. It just does not work sometimes, so this is the best I can do. And so when we look at the armor of God, what kind of things do we see in the Roman soldier that Paul might pick up on? I doubt he's looking at the shoes. I don't necessarily see that the shoes are the most important thing. What he's talking about, the armor of God, the helmet, the breastplate. It talks about the sword. Nowhere could I find a PG Roman soldier with a shield. A correct shield from the time period. And so we're taking a look at Ephesians chapter 6, and this is kind of what we see here, is that we see a Roman soldier with the huge shield that they could, interestingly enough, when they're attacked by normally archers or they're trying to break a wall, they can actually take those shields and they can form together, and they can form kind of in the translation, almost like a turtle. They can go and keep themselves from being fired upon by arrows. But interesting enough that the armor is designed to be light and yet deflect some of the swords and the spears. And then the helmet is designed to keep his head from getting a lot of the arrows and small pieces of either bow and arrows, swords, kind of deflect that. It won't take all of them, but it you can stand a better chance. So we take a look at what the Romans did. The Romans tried to protect their soldiers in order that they win the day, and they can keep more of their soldiers alive. So that's kind of what we want to take a look at this morning here. But even more than that, even more than the armor, we've got to look past at what we know into what Paul's really trying to get at here this morning. From Ephesians chapter 6, let's read this together, verse 10 and 11. "Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil." Here's the problem we see. We see that if you were to put yourself in this armor, and not everyone is as slender as this young man is, and we may think that we're not ready for battle like this man is. We've had no formal training. But when you look at the armor that he's wearing, you say, "Oh, I'm not clad in that kind of armor." But if we look at that verse, one thing I want to point out to you this morning is when you look at the armor he is wearing and the armor that Paul talks about, the distinguishing factor is when he looks about the middle of that section, he talks about the whole armor of... There's the problem that we're looking at this morning, is that when we look at the armor of God, we look at what God is doing, not what we're doing. And so God is trying to point out through Paul that too many times we think of the armor that we can actually put on as something that is guarding us, that something that is helping us. The problem is everything that Paul is talking about comes from God. And if you don't have God, then there is no armor to even put on. There is no sword. There is no shield. There is nothing on your head. There is no protection for us. Without God, we are standing by ourselves. And that's what Paul is really trying to say here in this. And interesting is 12. Let's read this together. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. We really think that we can wage war against Satan by ourselves. See, the problem is sometimes we look at what's around us, and what comes about is what we have to do, what we need to accomplish, who it is that is, let's just say that is getting on our nerves. Someone who is distressing us. We look at the fighting. I mean, you look at what's going on in our bigger cities. And the war that's being waged in our bigger cities. And we think it is a war just along lines of politics, along lines of color, race, gender. The problem is, when we take a look at what's happening in our world, those are not even factors one bit. According to Paul, when we take a look at what he's really trying to say, is that everything that is happening today that causes us to struggle, especially struggle against what God is trying to put into our hearts and minds, every struggle that we go through is one that is plagued by someone who put into the very minds of Adam and Eve this idea that we don't need God, that we can do everything on our own, and causes a rebellion against God. So when we take a look at why we need the armor of God, it is because of one reason. That one reason is because Satan himself is alive and well in the hearts and minds of men right now. And he clothed himself in politics, in race, in gender. Everything that we're going through is because Satan has put himself first in the minds and the hearts of men. And therefore, we fight against ourselves. We fight against each other. If you really think of the family struggles, of the struggles between spouse, and we take a look at the struggles of children and their parents. The struggle isn't between necessarily us, God's creation. It is the sin that has come from Satan that has infected us. God's creation was perfect. Satan's addition was sin, and it was the most destructive thing ever. Nothing was the same once Satan entered this world and deceived the heart and minds of Adam and Eve. So when we talk about our warfare here this morning, our warfare is against Satan himself. Against Satan himself and everything that he doesn't want you to search after. And we take a look at this interesting key word in that first line. Imagine yourself in the time of Paul and Greco-Roman wrestling. That Greco-Roman wrestling of two people engaged and really trying to wrench each other to find out who would be the person to stand at the very end. And too many times, even we as Christians think we can stand on our own and therefore somehow stand against Satan. Folks, when we say put on the whole armor of God, it is literally being in prayer. Being in prayer, opening up God's word and saying, okay, Lord, I need your wisdom more than learning from myself, from my experience. Lord, I need something to draw on, a firm foundation, so I can stand firm. And so when we take a look at what we're talking about today, in the silence, when there's nothing else to focus on, we don't focus on our labor. We don't focus on our rest. We focus on what God has been doing for us. We focus on if we rest, we rest because it's what God has given us to enjoy. But we always, always come back to what the Word of God says. The Word of God says is the most important armor that you will ever put on, because it is something that has stood against Satan himself. When Satan came to Jesus, Jesus finally had to rebuke Satan, saying, "You don't understand what God has written, what God has intended. It's what you're trying to undo." And therefore, we focus on what God says and what God means in His Word. So put on the whole armor of God: prayer, understanding. Stand firm in His Word. Let's pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we stand not on our own intellect, not on our own wisdom, Lord. But Lord God, without Your Word, we have nothing to stand or to protect ourselves. Lord God, when we look at the armor that we want to put on, Lord God, it is silly to think that we can put on any armor by ourselves that, Lord God, will ever help us. Lord God, help us understand that Your Word, what Your Word calls us to be lights in a world in which it is a land of darkness. Your Word calls us to be a new creation, Lord. Lord God, help us understand that, Lord God, through You, we are all these things. Help us each and every day to renew our minds and our hearts by opening up the Scriptures, Lord. Because in Your words, Lord God, we find the true meaning of why we are actually here. In Your Son's name we pray. Amen.